We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The second thing Yosef Eliezer was makel on was the Mashka Bei Mitbechaya is Dochin, which means liquids that are found in the Mizbeach or the Beis HaMikdash are considered Dochin. My Dochin, how far do we take this? Rav Omar Dochin Mamish, that all liquid doesn't, not even Mekabel Tumah, all liquid, which means the water, the blood, are not Mekabel Tumah, in the Beis HaMikdash, because we don't want to be Moisef Tumah. But Shmuel Amar Dochin Matama Acherim. Amar Tumah is Atzmi Yeshvem. That's own Tumah. If something touches it, becomes Tumah. But does not Matama something else. What's the Bir HaMachlokes? Rav Amar Dochin Mamish Kusava Tumah's Mashkin the Rabbanon. He holds the whole idea that Mashkin could be Mekabel Tumah is only the Rabbanon. V'chigoz the Rabbanon Tumah's Mashkin Dalma. They only made a Gzera on Tumah's Mashkin out of the Beis HaMikdash. Of Mashka Bei Mitvachaya in the Beis HaMikdash Loi Goz the Rabbanon. Never goes there on it. And Rashi asks, which the Gemara asks in Pesachim, that it says in the pasuk Chol Mashka Asher Yeshosa, and it sounds like it is Mekabel Tumah. So he says, no, that pasuk just means that Mashka makes Hechsher on an Oichel, but doesn't mean that's Mekabel Tumah. So that's the Rav Shita. The Rav Shita, there's a whole Tumah's Mashka Drabbanon, and if it weren't Goyzer, basically, Bein Metuchaya. V'Shmuel Amar Dochim Matam Acherim. It's dochim time of other things. Of tumas atzmi yeshbem. Kesova tumas mashkin deraisa. Yo, tumas mashkin is mekabel tumah deraisa. Latame acherim is the rabbanon. To matama other things, that's the rabbanon. He goes rabbanon be mashkin da'amar. Bolim be exeru other mashkin. Mashkin be mitvachaya loy gozer. Mashkin in the beis hamikdash. Do we not gozer? That's dochim means. But either way, Yosef Eliezer had a kula. Shall how far? According to Rav, it was dochim legamri. According to Shmuel, man, dochim from matama other things. If the dam or the mayim is mekabel tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to get rid of it. You can't have tumah. You can't even show your tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have anything tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. If something comes tumah, if it came tumah, only if it came tumah. If it became tumah, you got to get rid of it. Yeah, you have to make clean it out. Huh? The veil is matamah. The mashkin. Mashkin is a chiddush that's matamah. The shaila in the pesukim. Something has matamah. It's not a kli. That's a chiddush. Oich, we know it's matamah in the pasuk. Mashkin is a shaila in the pesukim. This is a sugi in pesachim in the sugis in the gimel and on over there. Zokti Gemara. But the yikrav lemisa mesav v'karol yosef sharia. The third thing yosef sharia said was that if you touch a mace, you become tameh. First of all, it sounds like a chumrah, and second of all, it's anyone who learns parashas chukas knows about this already. Yosef. If that's a Yosef asked it, he said, "You touch a mace, you come tame." But oid the arise, it's a arise. The chsiv because you got pnei asada. Anyone who touches a mace, pnei asada, b'chal cherev. Someone died from a cherev, a mace. So it's a arise. What exactly did Yosef say? Tomorrow says like this: the arise, the yikrav tame. If you touch a mace, you become tame. The yikrav. If you touch a tame mace, you're tar. He was mechadish that if you touch a tummy mace, you become tummy as well. And he came and said, "Ukma adaraisa." The yikrav, ukma adaraisa. That what? That only if you touch the mace, you become tummy. If you touch a tummy mace, you don't become tummy. Let's get this clear. Reuven touched the mace, so Reuven is tummy mace. That's a pasuk. Comes Yosef Eliezer and says that people think that if Shimon touched Reuven, Shimon becomes tummy. I said, no, only Reuven's tummy. Only touch a mace, not Shimon touched Reuven. Frey the Gemara, we know also that's a pasuk also in the Torah. Frey the Gemara, the Yikrav Yikrav Nami derives it says in the pasuk. V'cholash Yigaboy Hatame Yitma. Whoever the tummy touches becomes tummy, which means Reuven touches anyone becomes tummy. So we know not like you can't argue in the Torah. And Ruvon came the Rav Mishmei the Mazutra. Frey the Rav Nachman. Doma Mishmei the Rav Nachman. Mazutra son of Nachman said Mishmei the Rav Nachman. Pshat is Izoi. The Araisa the Yikrav be the Yikrav be Chaburim to Meshiva. Mid the Araisa depends like this: if Ruvain's touching a mace and at the same time Shimon's touching Ruvain, Shimon becomes Tomei Shiva 7 days. Shaloi be Chaburim to Meserav. Like we know, if you touch Ruvain, not when Ruvain's touching the mace, you only tell me 1 day. At the night, you go to mikvah, and then you have Harav Shemesh, you're good to go. Boss inu Chazal came to Gaza, filled Shloi bechaburim to Meshiva. They were masakin they to Meshiva, even Shloi bechaburim. Boss inu comes Yosef ben Yezev, ukma deraisa, and he made it on a deraisa. And he said that only if bechaburim is a Tomei Shiva, but not bechaburim, it's only Tomei Erev. So when it says the Yikrav lemisa, Misa means you only Tumah Shiva if you touch a mace. But if you don't touch the mace, you touch Reuven, you don't become Tumah Shiva. Now we're in the pasuk. It says Ukmad Rais, we're in the pasuk. You see a chilek between chaburim and chaburim. The Rais Mahi. The Chassid says in the pasuk, Hanegeh b'meis sechol nefesh adam tami shivas yamim. If someone touches a mace, he's tami 7 days. V'chsev v'chas yuga by tami yitma. And from the stomach, it sounds like same type of tuma. V'chas yuga by tami yitma, same type of tuma, tuma shiva. V'chsev another pasuk says, v'nefesh hanegas hitma d'arav only till the evening. Ha'ketzad. Kam bechaburim, that's what it says yitma means 7 days. Kam shaloi bechaburim, now no bechaburim. So that's the first pshat we have in Yisbi Yezer. The pshat is, Rav Nachman's pshat, they said over Rav Nachman's pshat, that he's mechadish to you, that he's not tuma shiva when you touch out bechaburim. Omu Rava, Rava said, I don't believe Rav Nachman ever said this. Lava minul chuloi, titlu bei buki shriki, don't hang these empty jugs on Rav Nachman. Don't be told it's Rav Nachman. Hachim Rav Nachman. This is Rav Nachman's Pshat in Yosef Eliezer. That Sofik Tumah M'shus Rabim Hitalahem. Now, look like this. If someone's not sure if he touched a mace and he's in M'shus Rabim, it's Tar. And what it means like this. This is how you read the, words of Yosef Eliezer. V'al diyikrav l'misa, if you for sure touched a misa, misa of you are Tamei. But if not, it's Mutter. Sofik Tumah M'shus Rabim Hitalahem. Right, the Gemara is that Yosef Eliezer's chiddush. It's a halacha we've seen from Soita. Mas Soita, we find that Soita is a chiddush. That's a suffix of Shiva Mazana. We call her a tamei. We call her Osir. So Mas Soita Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because usually someone is Mazana privately or secludes himself privately. So that's Bidak Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Av Tuma suffix Tuma is only tamei Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So it's a halacha we've seen. So what's Rav Nachman exactly saying that Yosef Eliezer said it was mutter? It's a known already. Halacha we've seen. So the Gemara says, no, Ha Rabbi Yechon, Halacha Be'merim Kain. That Halacha Be'merim Kain was Halacha, but we didn't pass like that. We're still passing that Yotame. Va'asi'iu came Yosef ben Yezer, Va'oiru Le'e Yeruyin. He made it a psak, that Sofik Tumash Rabbim is Tahar. Tayin Amahachi, we have a riot to this pshat. Rabbi Yehuda Eime, Kairos No'atz Lehem. That Yosef ben Yezer put Kairos, which means beams, in places where Rosh Hashanah Yachid did not have a fence, but people still did not walk there because they now walk in someone else's field. He put Kairos there to recognize now the difference between Rabbim and Shiyach, and therefore, if you have a suffix, if you touch the mace, you have to know where you're standing. So he put this Kairos Noatz Lehem, Vama, Ad Kam Shiyach, Rabbim. Until there's Rabbim, Ad Kam Shiyach. And another pshat is that it means those four Amos that were Samach Shirabim, that there also has a dinner of Shirabim, because that's still a public domain. So he put Kairos there. So you see, Yosef Eliezer, that's what his job was, and that was his trying. That now his job. That's what his takana was. He held that you want that sofik tumas rabim is tar. Ki also kamei the Rabbi Yanai omar lahu that I don't agree to you. Hamaya b'shkiyasa the benahara zil tefilo. There's water in the nar in the water hole. Go be tevil because he held that sofik tumas rabim tak has to be tevil. He held not like Rav Nachman Shmuel Yosef Eliezer, and he held that if you have a sofik tumah, you have to be tevil.